Voters in Missouri have approved an amendment to the state constitution that could change how voting districts are drawn. It may lead to the state drawing districts that do not account for children and non-citizens, though this might be stopped by the incoming Biden administration. Here's more from NPR's Hanzi Lo-Wong.
Once a decade, states redraw the lines that determine the areas lawmakers represent. For generations, mapmakers have generally drawn those voting districts based on the total number of people living in an area, according to the census, to try to make sure every person gets a fair share of representation.
9 and 14, where it refers to the federal decennial census, that has been eliminated, right?
That's correct.
But in Missouri, there's a subtle change in how state-level voting districts have to be drawn, a change that State Senator Jill Shoup challenged Senator Dan Hegeman on back in January.
And that's one person, one vote. That gets us to one person. It shall be drawn on the basis of one person, one vote.
And what does that mean exactly?
Hegeman, a Republican who sponsored Missouri's new constitutional amendment, said it means
the people that are able to vote are the people that are counted.
You know, those are the only people that
not registered voters, but the opportunity to do that.
Missouri's voting districts are expected to be redrawn next year by bipartisan commissions or state judges, and it's not clear exactly how they will interpret the phrase "one person, one vote." But during a court hearing in August, Missouri's Solicitor General John Sauer told a judge that the state interprets it to mean redistricting
based on the number of actual eligible voters in the relevant district, as opposed to an absolute population.
That would be a radical change that could shift the balance of political power by making young people under 18 and residents who are not U.S. citizens invisible when state legislative voting districts are redrawn. A Republican strategist concluded that would politically benefit Republicans and white people who do not identify as Latino. Whether or not it's legal is an open question that could turn into a national legal fight before the U.S. Supreme Court. First, though, a state like Missouri would have to try redistricting this way, and it would need data about the U.S. citizenship status of every adult resident. The Trump administration has ordered the Census Bureau to produce that, but President-elect Joe Biden is likely to put an end to that next year, given that redistricting based on eligible voters would likely not benefit Democrats. Hanzi Lo-Wong, NPR News.